It is the Benitez game. For those of you who don't know, after the 2005 final, it was reported that Rafa Benitez got everybody and almost everybody who worked at Liverpool in and said, where would you strengthen? If you could pick anyone in the Premier League, who would you pick? And they all gave him a list. And the purpose of the exercise wasn't to find out whether or not everybody would have John Terry, because everybody in 2005 would have had John Terry. The purpose of the list was for Rafa to sort of work out and use this little wisdom of crowds to work out who was thinking what, where, when about the squad. Now, we've done this in the past. We played this across a number of years, but I think we now need to adapt it ever so slightly, because what with us having the best team in the world and the nature of the manager, we've got to think a little bit about players who will be happy to be likely with the squad role they'd be offered, the competition and where that would fit. So with me, I've got Sean Rogers, Dan Austin, John Gibbons and Rob Gutman. I've done my list, and to use this as an example, I've allowed myself Cesar Azpilicueta, in that I think the theory of an aging defender who could play along the line at the back with his experience works, a sort of a slightly older but Milner-like signing. But of course, we'd never agree a fee. But if he was at Real Madrid on a free, for instance, and Liverpool could get him this summer, I'd advocate for that. So that's sort of, hopefully you get my drift with that one. And I've asked everyone to pull their list together. Everyone is on this call. I'll go through mine first, but feel free to chip in. And I've broken it down a certain way. Firstly, did everyone enjoy this? Did you enjoy this, John?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I'm always slightly conscious that I've missed someone obvious.
I missed N'Golo Kante. It was only when Rob saw him, I literally forgot he played footy. Literally, I went through every squad in my own head, where who was playing where, and because of like lockdown bias and he's not had that many games, I literally forgot N'Golo Kante.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's interesting you bring up Kante, because I've not picked him, and I maybe should have, but it was an interesting exercise for me in that I think I've done this every year, and All the big lads are used to picking midfield. I've swerved. I know Kante's not that big, but it's just you mentioned him there. Remind me that, you know, your Decores and Ndidis of the world, who used to be almost first on my list, now have been swerved for a gang of number 10s. So it's maybe showing how football evolves. It's maybe showing how I've evolved, or it's maybe showing probably more likely how the team's evolved. So that was quite interesting.